Chikachu, what's the name of this podcast?
I'm going to be the limp dick type man.
Okay, so let's start right now.
Okay.
Straight. One sec, shit. All right. Straight from the furthest corners of YouTube.
Woo!
Right out of the most ungodly places your internet history has ever seen. The most ungodly of people that you would never want to show to your mother, your brother, or your sister. Sister!
No way.
Coming to you live from the East Coast with the most, it's me, Chikachu. Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. Thanks for joining us.
It's going pretty well. Joe, that was the whitest thing I have ever heard from you. That was something else, man.
Woo!
I was having something to slap, like, you know, I would have been like, sister, like, come on, man, come on.
We could try it again if you want, but it won't be any better.
Joe's not really like a rap connoisseur. He's more of like,
oh, you're one of those stupid metalheads.
Yeah.
No. Just like imagine the music taste of like some 38-year-old woman named Peggy who works at the grocery store and like listens to a lot of divas.
A lot of Alanis Morissette.
Oh, okay. I will sing a song more your type.
Cher.
Okay.
Country roads take me home to the place of which I belong. Like,
now we're talking.
Yeah. That doesn't really slap in the club. I can't imagine people fucking...
Did you just say that so you could sneak in the word cunt?
Country roads.
No. Country roads. I'm not trying to be offensive or try to yeet on any of you right now, okay? So...
Yeeted.
Oh, we kind of were hoping for a little bit more offensive of a guest.
Oh, okay. If you want that, I mean, like, I can. If you want me to pull it back, or do you want me to just no breaks? I'm not gonna
hold back.
Do what feels natural to you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be like one of those stupid that are like Confederacy. But I mean, like, if it needs to be said, it will be said.
Okay.
So okay, let's just here. Can we just do the intro one more time? I just want to live it up to the hype.
Sure.
Okay. So
sure.
Third time's a charm, I guess.
Yep. All right. I need you to repeat the last word of every sentence I say, right?
Okay.
In like the hype tone, okay? So that will help you a little bit more.
Sounds good. I can do that.
Straight from the farthest corners of the internet.
Internet?
Straight out of your internet history's darkest dreams.
What was that word?
Dreams.
Dreams?
Straight from the East Coastest with the mostest.
Mostest?
The West is not the best. It's up here. It's in the North. And it's right here in your ears. My name's Chikachu. Chikachu's the name. And what is the game?
Game!
There we go. Meeman's the game. How's it going,
game,
guys? It's Chikachu right here on the first podcast. The only podcast on this earth. All other are invalid.
Invalid!
Okay, thank
you.
Thank you, Hype Man. Thank you, Hype Man.
Absolutely. Did I do better that time?
Yeah, you did 100% better. That's exactly what I wanted. Like, I needed...
Well, 100% perfect. Is more than zero.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Well.
Yeah.
Well.
I think my audio clip, too.
No, that's what I wanted. Like, I need something fucking loud. Like, I don't want to be obnoxious. I need to be... If you're not going to be obnoxious and loud... If you're going to be loud, be obnoxious while you're doing it. That way you actually own the words you say.
Don't be loud and enjoyable. Be loud and just, like... Gangrenous, basically.
Yeah, and kill it.
Let's reverse the roles. This time, I'll do the intro, and you be my hype man.
How about we do the
man.
Episode? How about that, guys?
Yeah, how about that? Anyways.
We can do that, too.
Yeah. So, first, what I want to talk about right now is the Thanos spoilers. Let me tell you what happens in the endgame.
Okay.
No, anyone here that puts endgame spoilers, I swear to God, I'm going to fly up your butthole and expand.
Oh, hey, like, to people in the chat, and by the way, to the people in the chat, thank you for tuning in. If you're listening to this after the fact, then shame on you, but you should join us next time at discord.t1podcast.com to tune in live.
discord.t1podcast.com.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you correctly. Can you just say that one more time for, you know, my deafness?
discord.t1podcast.com.
Wait, I didn't hear it that time, Joe.
discord.t1podcast.com.
Okay, okay. I think my grandmother heard that upstairs, so I mean, I think we're good there.
Grandma, Chikachu looks at porn.
I would never, never. Actually, that's a great way to transition into my first topic for today.
Well, before we get into that, by the way, just wanted to note that there is a channel called Spoilers Be Here. Go ahead and go apeshit in there if you want, but don't spoil a major movie right now. That's like, come on, just don't be an idiot. I've seen it myself.
Yeah.
There's a lot that I will be holding back from, but yeah.
Okay, there's only one spoiler I want to actually know about.
Okay.
Does the Hulk actually dab?
I feel like that's too much information. I'm sorry.
But no. Does he dab? I don't want any context. Does he dab?
He gives Ant-Man a taco.
Okay.
I don't think anybody wants to be. Don't answer it, Lars.
He gives Ant-Man a taco.
Okay, I'll have to watch it myself, then. I'll have to shill out the $15 to watch that movie. So.
Or go to www.fmovies.2 or, you know.
You didn't hear it from us.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I follow the law on this, bitch. You guys are criminals. That's kind of cringe, bro.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Anyways. That's okay. Anyways.
People are saying that was the worst spoiler ever. Yeah. Well, no, it's a funny scene. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, the Hulk dabbing scene. I want to live to see. That's totally what I wanted to do my entire life.
Oh. Joe, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm breathing into my mic. That's my content that I'm adding to the show right now.
We're talking about Avengers, not Star Wars, Darth Vader. Get out of here.
By the way, Chikachu, for those of us tuning in, not us, I know who you are and what you do, but for those people who don't know who are you and what do you do?
The real question is, what don't I do? So you guys probably will know me as the guy who pioneered a genre of videos called I Paid a Voice Actor to Read a Bunch of X. You'll probably know me as the guy who created Krusty Ketamine. You'll probably know me for the guy who made the hit single Big Titty Golf GF. You'll probably know me from when I went to Cuba and found Tupac. You'll probably know me for, what other videos do I have? Sorry, there's just so far extensive, too extensive to count. Basically, what I do is I'm kind of like I don't want to consider myself a vlog channel. I just do whatever I want, you know? I offer my opinions. I just do shit posting. Like, whatever I feel like doing, I do it. Now, what kind of sets me apart is that people have basically this convoluted idea of they want to chase the trends and stuff like that. Me? No. That's the thing. I'm not in this for the money anymore. I'm in this just to go ahead and make a good product. So that's what my channel is. That's basically what that is right there. I'm just doing whatever I feel like whenever I want. So that's basically that right there. Usually I post a video every 4 to 5 days, so I'm not just going to not do a video for 7 months at a time. I actually care about the craft, unlike some of these clout chasers and, you know, monetary pigs of the modern day. So,
yeah.
So it's gaming commentary, basically.
You take me for a fool. You take me for a fool. No, I do those. I actually do top 10 videos, you know, top 10 countries, you know, and stuff like that.
Oh, so you're a Watch Mojo clone. I see.
Oh, yes. I'm totally a Watch Mojo clone. By the way, I also forgot I made this video. I actually made a video. I forgot. You ever seen the meme about Nelson Mandela and Bionicle?
No.
Okay. There's this PowerPoint presentation meme of a guy with literally saying why cloning Nelson Mandela could bring back Bionicle. So I went deeper into that effect on why bringing back Bionicle could help. I'm sorry. Why cloning Nelson Mandela could bring back Bionicle, the greatest series of all time, but I'm not here to talk about that. So yeah, that's basically that right there. You guys have my channel all whipped up right now. For all the people that aren't watching, I'd highly recommend you go check out, you know, a couple of my videos before you watch this, but regardless, let's get into the questions. So what's your first question about anything on my channel? Like I'll answer anything, kid.
Sure. So, you paid a voice actor to read stuff.
That's not a question, Joe.
How did you find the voice actor? Did you put up like audition? Like, did people audition? Did you just...
No, so here's how I basically did it, right? I am a man that knows how YouTube works. I'm not a smelly baby boomer. All I did was voice acting reels.
Smelly baby boomer.
Yeah, I use baby boomer as an insult.
They do kind of smell. They have a scent.
That's the thing. If they do not
like
if they do not work, get money from somebody else, and they're overweight, you can call them a baby boomer no matter the age. So yeah, name a thin baby boomer. You can't. Basically what I did was I went into the YouTube search bar, typed in voice actor reel, and looked at the results for the past week, and she just came up. She's this tiny little Filipino girl, you know, nice, sweet little 16-year-old, just the way I like them. And I told her, hey, I'll pay you $20 to record these lines. Go ahead and do it for me. So she did, and I made like $200 off that video. Then I did it again, $20, another $200. I was just making money after money after
money.
She's
in the Philippines?
No. She's in America, but, you know, Asian girls, like, their voice boxes will not drop, so she sounds like she's always going to be 12 years old like an anime girl, so. So, yeah, and I just make clout off of that. Now what I primarily do, my most viewed video now, which I'm really surprised, is the Tupac video, which I'm fucking astounded, but oh my God. Anyway, yeah, so that's the whole voice actor anime thing, so.
So how did you reach out to her? Hey, I want to hire you. I want you to read stuff.
Literally just go on Twitter and be like, I'll give you $20 to read whatever the fuck you need. Like, that's basically all that right there. And then the rest is history. She basically just recorded him, gave him to me. I did all the clips and stuff like that. So that's how all that worked. Anybody who's trying to make anything off of YouTube, just go into the YouTube search bar. Collaborate, make your fan base bigger, and also help out your fellow creators. Like, bada bam. Like, that's how easy it was. It's kind of like how you reach out for creators here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's that question right there.
Somebody from the chat is asking you if you like big titty goth girls.
Oh. So I have a story for y'all that y'all love. So my most famous, like, you know, cover that I'm not cover. My most famous original single is Big Titty Goth GF. Now, the female you see on the cover art is actually my girlfriend. That was before I even dated her. That was even before I was attracted to, you know, big titty goth GFs. And now,
yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to finish the sentence for you. I thought you were going to say this was before you were attracted to women.
No. I've always been slanging game, like in the first grade, second, all that. I've always been, you know, excuse me.
I actually was watching one of your videos and you were talking about how you were, a self proclaimed beta at least until
I watched that video too randomly. Yeah,
what the fuck, dude? It's like, come on, I'm supposed to be big boisterous and y'all.
No,
are
it says
come
that you used to be a beta.
Used to be a beta. Yes,
I guess you overcame that.
Yeah, I overcame a lot to become the man I am today.
Actually, can we spend the rest of this episode talking about how beta you used to be?
Y'all's
okay. Y'all's want to go down that route. I feel as if I can relate to a bunch of people that listen to this podcast, just like, you know, the two co-hosts here who are really big betas. So let's talk about how I used to be a beta, right? So sure. Let's start from the beginning. And if any of you guys have a connection to this, I want you guys to basically just, you know, nod your head in agreement with me. I can't see you right now. I mean, you can't see me right now, but I can see you.
I can see you.
Yeah, but you know what I do? But you know what I can see? I see you pee.
Yeah, I remember that one from second grade.
Yeah, I cup. Anyway, so what I used to do is back when I was a kid, like my parents got divorced when I was 4. So I was constantly back and forth between schools and home and stuff like that. So I never really
Was it because of you?
No, it's because my mom actually cheated on my dad.
Oh, sorry.
Dark.
No. But here's the Gucci part. My dad ended up marrying the sister of the guy she cheated on.
Oh,
yeah. So they're still they're still married, and my mom got divorced to that cheating dude. So
that's just
a big slap in the cock and the face.
Wow. But
anyway, he actually comes later into the story.
He comes later.
Yeah. No. He came later and gave me two sisters. But let me tell you what. So basically, from the beginning, my mom and dad moved me from house to house because they were both divorced at a young age. My mom had me when she was 19, and I'm 19 now, and I really just can't imagine how the fuck she did it. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was, from bouncing from school to school, I had no solid education on how a human was supposed to act, how they were supposed to go, how they were supposed to talk, because you're supposed to stay in a school for longer than a year. I didn't stay into a school longer than a year until I hit high school. So up until the time I hit high school, I thought the hottest females out there were girls that just played video games.
Yeah.
I would only drink Mountain Dew, only play video games. My first YouTube video was shot on an Android back in 2014. Just my taste in overall social situations was so shot because of my constant moving. Then what happened was once I hit high school, it was just a fucking drop in cold water. Like, I had to figure out myself quick. So I stopped, you know, fapping into my own mouth. I stopped.
You did that?
Oh my God. That's holy
every day.
Shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I didn't know anyone else did that besides myself.
That's a different story that I'm going to have to tell in a different YouTube video, but...
Oh, tell it now.
No, because that's kind of gay.
Yeah.
But, oh.
No way. No, that's not
kind of, yeah.
Oh my God. But no,
gay,
no, no.
What's gay about jizzing in your own mouth?
It's your own masturbation, jizz. I guess.
It's just your own jizz.
Okay, but we'll get to that later. So when high school came, I went to a very dominant Hispanic high school, right? And you know Hispanic men, they don't like to mess around when it comes to social situations. They all just click together one by one. By dropping myself into this unfamiliar environment with unfamiliar people, you kind of got a sense of what is appropriate and what isn't very quickly, and you drop your beta tendencies when you indoctrinate yourself into their lifestyle. That's the reason why I'm no longer the beta I am today, is because via the power of Hispanic raw energy, I am now the man I am today.
I get a very, like, Floridian vibe. Are you in Florida?
No. Up here in the north, it really, they've migrated northward. So yeah, that's the thing. So that's basically how I beat my betaness. I just hung out with a bunch of Hispanics and they kind of whipped me into shape. That's why I kind of speak Spanish now, kind of not really. And that's also why I kind of always say, como se dice, when I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I want to say. So,
mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So you are in New York?
No, I'm what?
New York, New Jersey?
I guess you could say that. Yeah.
Okay, you know, I don't want to.
And what are your cross streets, by the way? We just want to get like the best information possible. Thank you.
I don't want to like the cross out streets, you as a New Yorker.
I'm on the corner of 53rd and 9th. If you guys could come there and fuck me, that'd be great. So yeah,
53rd and 9th.
Yes.
In what city?
NYC.
NYC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, our mods are from there.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I can go. Well. I can go sleep with the mods because mods are gay. But
there's the noodle shop there on the corner, right, with the red awning.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, Spaghetto yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is going to like
right
Alfie's.
I'm sitting Alfie's actually right there recording it right now.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway,
across from Giorgio's Country Grill.
By the way, in your video about gamer girls, I just have to say that there are very few videos where I agree 100%, no question, with exactly what the person is saying, and that is definitely one of them.
Yeah, and that's the thing about gamer girls. They're copy and pasted everywhere now. They're so manufactured that it's not even funny. And it's like, you're not quirky anymore. You're no longer hot shit. Get out. It's terrible how they're going to waltz into a Discord call and be the king shit of fuck mountain. Like, nah, that's not correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways.
You ever met a gamer girl, Joe?
Yeah. I mean,
they're
in real life or like on the computer? Both. It would be the answer.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, not all girls who play games
at best.
Sometimes there's gamer girls and you don't even know that it's a girl, and they just blend in and they don't.
That's fine. That's great. Like,
but you're talking about the ones that are like, I am a girl, so you should worship me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So yeah. After I dated gamer girls, I started experimenting with the type of girls I like to date. Sorry that we're all on the dating aspect, but now we kind of are now talking about this. Now, I've had three girlfriends in my life. Now, the second one's the funniest one, but we're going to start with number one real quick. Number one was my first girlfriend. You know, we dated for like a year. You know, we did the old kooky little, you know, girlfriend shit. You guys, I've heard you guys talk about how you guys are still virgins. So tell me about that real quick.
Well, I'm not a virgin. I don't know about Lars.
Oh, no, because I heard you guys haven't been in a relationship for 4 years. I'm like, what's it like being a beta cuck? So, I mean, I just want to know.
Oh, no, Joe just got out of a 4-year relationship.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was actually engaged.
Oh, shit. Oh, my.
Yeah, he dumped her. It was pretty brutal, actually.
Fuck me in my jet. Sorry about that.
Well, you know, I was very devastated for a long time, but.
I know.
Pulled myself out of my depression and.
Into a state of denial. Yeah.
Yeah. Life rolls on, man. You know, you just. That guy keep them wheels a spinning, you know?
Mm hmm.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm actually fine.
The way that you said that sounds like you're everything about
I'm
Joe.
I'm fine. Help me. I'm ooh, fine. So 2011. Oh. Yep.
No, it's okay. I'm just very misunderstood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me get a third opinion on this, by the way, because we talked to Call Me Carson about this. Okay. Okay, Chikachu, I have a question. Okay. Yeah. All right. So Joe is, I guess you're still dating this person, but he talked about how he...
Oh, we're not dating anymore.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Okay, but, so just but, like but retroactively,
ask me the question. Ask me the question.
Yeah. Okay, so is it weird to like go out with someone like two or three times and then have this thing where you call each other husband and wife?
My advice to you would be get a plane ticket out of Saudi Arabia first.
Good point.
Secondly, get the fuck away from her because that's not natural. Usually in America, we have this thing called consent and also building up trust with one another. So
wait,
Joe, is she like some mail order bride that you had?
Yeah.
Or
like who?
No.
Who the fuck calls someone husband the first, like the third date? Like, no.
No, it was like
this
on
was
the first
after,
date.
Like the first. This was like after the first or second date.
Yeah, I don't even call my girlfriend now, and we've been dating for a year. Like, no, that thought can
you
hop
don't call
it
her.
Off.
What do you call
well,
her?
She calls him Carson, basically.
Yeah. She called me Carson. No. When I'm not bitching at her for being too stupidly cute, usually we call each other. You know.
Oh, I thought you were just gonna say bitching at her for being too stupid. I was like, wow, it doesn't sound like this is going well.
No. You have to hit him with the unexpected wholesomeness, or else I just look like a big dick all the time.
All right, so Chikju, you've been bringing the raw Hispanic energy to this episode, and I really appreciate it, but let me match you with that. Let me ask you to try to defend something here. Okay, let's say that, you know, someone has the access to the vast plethora of YouTube content that exists today, and they're scrolling through all the channels. I don't know a situation where they'd be scrolling through the channels, but, like, let's say just, like, metaphorically, like, thinking, oh, which one should I subscribe to? And there's a lot of comedy, goofy guy channels out there, you know, like, oh, hey, look at me. I make jokes. And we've interviewed a lot of them and they're great, by the way. But why would some asshole want to listen to your stuff or watch your stuff?
Because I am willing to push the envelope to go places I will never gone before. I, as an American, flew to Cuba to find motherfucking Tupac. I'd like to see Call Me Carson have the balls to get a visa to go there without his right to bear arms and put himself directly into harm to farm some clout in order to see if Tupac Shakur was still alive. I'd like to see him try that.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I basically do is I ask the hard questions no other YouTuber is daring to ask. For example, what would be five stretches that would have kept JFK alive is one of my most popular videos.
Mm.
You know, like...
straight up.
I like how my voice just
calves.
Cracked when I was saying, that's lovely.
You have to stretch your thighs.
Yeah, oh, no, yeah, thigh highs, stuff like that.
Oh, what are the five stretches, by the way? I'm kind of curious to keep limber so I don't get assassinated.
Oh, yeah. No, actually... JFK got hurt in a football accident back when he was in like 16. So he never took care of his back. He never did anything to it. That's why it was so stiff. When he got shot, he couldn't duck down because his back was so stiff. If he just did some stretches, he would have had more flexibility in his back, therefore dodging the second bullet.
Got it.
Well, there was no second bullet.
Oh, wow, Joe, you just opened up a Pandora's box with that.
But oh, sir.
I'm just kidding. I think there was a second shooter, right?
No.
Let's not debate JFK's assassination on this.
Yeah, not right now, because we all know who's going to win that, me. But also,
yeah, that's true.
So let's bring it back real quick. Why would someone watch my channel? It's because I make the shit you wouldn't see on any other channel. I make the stuff that I make the hard hitting videos. For example, what other channel are you going to find that actively asks, "What does Billie Eilish smell like?"
Yeah, I watched that one.
Yeah, I noticed that. When I saw that, I was like, oh, this is good stuff. This is nobody else is making videos like, what does she smell like?
I knew exactly what you meant about literally everyone that they talked about.
Yeah. You know Pitbull. You know what Pitbull smells like? He smells like Corona, cool water cologne, and what else did I say? Sweat. You know what he smells like? Every typical nice looking Hispanic man. Like, come on, don't debate me on this. So that's the difference about me. Some other channels have like standards and schedules they got to go to. If something needs to be said and if something can be said in a correct manner, I'll go ahead and say it. That's what's basically different about me, is that nothing's off topic. Like, also there's another video like me recently made about me explaining how to make your dick 4 inches longer with a paper towel roll. Which that's kind of like, that's kind of something every YouTuber would fucking do. Cause you know, it's instant clout chasing.
Joe, you could go from 1 to 5 with that.
Yeah. I'd like to be 4.5.
Basically what you do is you pull your dick through the paper towel tube, and get hard. It will force all your flesh to either go out or in, but the trick only works if you push it all the way down to your pelvic bone, so.
Okay. Everyone at home, please try that right now. Let's get the audience going.
Yeah, because think about it. Your parents won't get mad at you for just, what's a paper towel roll doing in your room? I don't know. I was making noises, animal noises, you know. Like, they're not going to care. They're not going to suspect it.
Or just tell them, I'm trying to have a 4.25 inch.
4.25 inch. Wow, you're really packing here, buddy boy.
Well yeah, now thanks to your tip.
Yes.
Thanks to you, Chikachu.
Mm-hmm.
It's Chikachu, Joe. Get it right.
Chikachu, right?
Chikachu.
Like Pikachu, except like
Chikicha. Chikicha.
Now, the reason why I have that is because my grandma used to call me that.
Chikachu.
It's written that way because the other way of writing it would be literally Chiki space Chu. And I'm like, nah, that's not good branding. I had to make it a little bit easier.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so.
Chikachu. Chikachu.
Yeah.
Sorry for mispronouncing it.
Yeah, the reason why she called me that is because I was so blonde when I was born that I looked like a baby chick. So she was like, oh, look at you.
Ooh, there's a clue as to what Chikachu actually looks like.
Yeah, Arian, thank you very much for your time on the podcast. Thank you. But also, yeah, so that's basically what my channel is all about. You know, I make what I want when I want, but I make the hard-hitting videos that nobody would dare to make. So, yeah.
For better or worse.
Do you have a bad dating story?
A bad dating story? I have a whole bad dating saga.
It
comprises of literally 3 songs, a restraining order, and an upcoming video, which I'm making. But in a nutshell, so you mean like dating like actual in a relationship or just going on a date?
It doesn't really matter. Like, just take your pick.
Just your best story about, like, a bad date.
Oh, okay. So, hold on a second. Hold on. I really got to pull it back.
The Google one?
What Google one? Oh, no. I wasn't
responding
really
to an email.
I wasn't really dating this girl, but, there was this one Asian girl I used to talk to, and she had really bad English. But I was like 14, so I'd always get top from her, and she was so dumb that she thought I was like 21. So one day it was like,
how old were you?
I was like 13, 14.
How old was she?
Like, I think 19, but whatever.
Are we allowed to be telling this? Wait, Lars, are we able to tell this? Is he able to tell the story?
Yes, I am legally allowed to tell the story.
Is he able
to
tell a story of when he was like a 13-year-old dating? Yes, that was
his. A 19-year-old? I feel like that's like.
Oh, no, I wasn't dating. I wasn't dating. I was solely just having sexual contact with this female.
Okay. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
So basically, now I don't condone any sex outside of marriage and stuff like that, sex outside of a relationship anymore. This was before I had a sense of manners and goals in my life. So basically what happened was there was this Asian girl I always used to show up to her house and try to get head from her, which it worked literally 95% of the time. This was one of those times where it was the 5%. This was the last like kind of date I've ever gone on her. So basically what we did was I went to her house, you know, go get some sloppy toppy. When there was a cookout happening outside, she told me to come over the day before and she didn't tell me about the cookout. So for the next 3 hours, I tried to find a way to get her out of that cookout to go to the shack in the middle of the woods with me to get me top. After 4 hours of actually complaining and begging, you know what I received?
No.
Oh, no, I did receive it. But it was the most forcefully given, like the most forceful head I've ever gotten, because she was just literally grinding on my dick she was polishing like a fucking, what do you call it? It was like she was polishing a hot dog. It was so vigorous. She was so angry at me. It almost tore my dick stink. My dick skin off. That's my worst dating story right there. Because that one shocked me. That one literally traumatized me into being a decent human being, so.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
No.
With the traumatization.
I guess that's the best trauma.
Yeah, like, oh God, this really scarred me. I'm just going to be a decent dude.
I don't want to get circumcised again. Like, it's terrible.
I think we lost about half the listeners.
Yeah, I know, because they didn't want to hear about my goddamn dick skin being tore off, but you know. Anyway.
Wow.
Yes.
But you're circumcised, right?
Sadly.
Yeah, I wouldn't want
to
be circumcised.
I'm not Jewish. There is no reason for me not to be, for me to be, yeah.
Just kidding.
There is no reason to do it, period.
So, now that we got that out of the way, now that we actually have all that covered, what was the next thing I was going to say? Oh, yeah, I want to cover this on a podcast so I can come back to it later, because I know many people are going to be talking about, I'm going to be asking about it later on.
Mm-hmm.
You guys said about like the whole like dating scene and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. First of all, I want to go on. I want to go back to Joe real quick. Joe, what was your like before you had that 4-year long relationship? What was your like experience with the ladies?
What experience?
What experience? No, what was my experience? I had gone on several dates. I had one like serious girlfriend before that. And I had just gone on.
Ooh, someone in the chat says that they're from Ireland, by the way. Thanks to our Irish fan base.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. You have to share this far and wide if you're in Ireland to all your friends, because yeah,
it's actually a key demographic for some fucking reason. I don't know why.
We have a lot of listeners in Ireland. Because
reasons,
reasons.
Yeah, that's all I got. Yeah, go ahead, Joe. Talk about your lack of dating experience.
There wasn't a whole lot. I was kind of late to the game.
Yeah, because I just want to see what I'm stacking up against. Like, I just want to know. I don't want to be just taking up the whole conversation. Like, I want to know like what my fellow men have achieved. You know?
Yeah,
I've achieved orgasm once or twice.
Ah, yes, a man of culture like myself.
What about you, Lars? Lars has.
I mean, I told my
Lars has been with.
I told
many,
the sex foible story on the Mr. Women. Meat Man episode. I don't know if Chikachu has heard it.
Oh no, I watched the Call Me Carson episode. So.
Oh.
Yeah. No. Okay. Sorry, you gave me two, and I picked the wrong one.
Did you like that one?
Do you want me to tell it again, Joe? I mean, it's kind of a funny, quick one. I mean, just like sex with me in general. It's funny and quick. So this was with my girlfriend at the time. Like, it was in the morning. Like, we just like woke up and we're like, oh, let's have sex. Well, we didn't say it, but just like, it just kind of got into that.
Yes, I would like to procreate with thoms consensually. Do you replicate this a feeling, an emotion? Like, no, man.
Yeah,
like,
I usually say that now, but in the past, that, you know, I wasn't like such a gentleman, but yeah. Anyway, so like, we had been drinking the night before and like, we had sex before that night, and then, so I kind of just threw on some extra boxers, and it was, like, at the bottom of my, not cupboard, dresser, that's the word. It, like, I had this pair of Santa, like, themed boxers, and,
Okay, well, I already know where this is going, but keep talking.
Oh, you do? Okay. I'm curious if
he was in the room.
Yes, Santa was in the room, and he gave me no, Joe.
No. She's gonna say something stupid like, "Let me fondle your jingle balls" or something like that. Like,
I wish. No, okay,
that's pretty.
No, well, I was like, okay, so like, it was one of those situations where it's kind of like a quickie, so you don't really. Sometimes you don't throw off the clothes, so like, I was just like, I like slipped in, like, you know, she took off her underwear and went at it, and then. Like, I'm looking down as we're having sex, and I'm realizing that I'm wearing my Santa boxers, and for some reason, like, I get this picture in my head of Santa Claus fucking Mrs. Claus, and him going, ho, 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 and her going, nah! And, like, so I just started laughing, and I lost it, man. Like, I had to stop because of it. I just couldn't stop picture them going, like, at it in the North Pole, like, with the, yeah, so.
Wow.
That's all I got.
No. Hey, man. Hey. I'm just saying that was a really, it really kept me hooked on to the end right there. Just imagine that. Imagine I have to explain that, like, as you're cuddling, like, babe, what were you laughing about? It's long and hard, babe. Don't worry about it. So yeah. Oh, that's wow. So no, that's like wholesome. That's nice. That's better than this half the shit I've heard on the internet, where it's like
losing my boner because of Santa.
She fart like a green text story where it's like she shat in my face. I'm like, I don't want to read that.
Spaghetti
in this,
falling out of your pockets. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to read that inside this Starbucks. Like, I don't want to like. Oh my God, I hate that shit.
Was that enough? Like, do you want more? Like,
No. I'm good. I just wanted to hear a little bit of you guys. That way I can, you know, get to know you guys a little bit more.
By the way, speaking of things that save you money on your phone provider.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of natural segues.
We weren't even talking about that, but okay, let's do it.
Let's talk about Mint Chikachu, Mobile.
Who do you use? Who do you use for your phone
this
provider?
I'm telling you this right now. This company is so stupid. You know what company I use?
Is it Verizon?
No, not Verizon.
T-Mobile?
Not T-Mobile.
AT&T?
Metro PCS. The hoodie piece
of shit.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, you should look into Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile. If you go to mint.t1podcast.com, you'll find out all about Mint Mobile. It's going to have the prices, which start at about $15 a month and go up to $30 a month. And that's for really the Mac Daddy package. Mm-hmm. Lars, did you just said you paid for 6 months at a time.
First of all, your read is really limp, Joe. You got to erection that up a little bit, man. But yeah, I'm a customer of Mint Mobile myself. And
I love Mint Mobile.
Now you just sound like you just got castrated, but you're still trying to give energy.
Okay. I think we need to cut this real quick. Hold on. Mint Mobile. Let me tell you about Mint Mobile real quick. Metro PCS, I pay $101 a month for two cell phones. Two cell phones. That's basically that right there. Like, think about what I would do with $100. Now, with this Mint Mobile, how much is it for two phones? Let me know, Joe.
$30.
$30. $30, $101. You do the math right now. That's $71 in savings. What can you do with $71?
You can do a lot of things.
Exactly. Tell me about the things you could do with $71 in savings.
You could buy a ticket to Avengers Endgame with you and several of your friends.
Yeah.
You could buy like a whole year of NordVPN.
You could probably buy like a used Xbox 360.
With Star Wars Battlefront 2 on it.
Yeah, those are literally the only two options. But yeah, Mint Mobile is ridiculously cheap. And if you have good T-Mobile service, why would you not use it? It's $15 to $38 a month. And you pay 3 months at a time or 6 months at a time. That's the one downside, which is not a downside because it's really convenient.
How is that a downside?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's just a difference.
If you can't pay for 3 months of a product at once, you don't deserve human life or a phone. But I mean, you know.
Yeah. Mint.t1podcast.com. Just go check it out.
Mint.t1podcast.com.
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 There we go.
Wait, Joe, I didn't get that.
Mint.t1podcast.com.
Little louder for those in the
whispering.
Back.
Mint.t1podcast.com.
There we go.
No, with gusto, Joe.
Mint.t1podcast.com.
Bonita, hermosa. Oh, my God. Anyway,
I think you just did something to Chikachu internally.
Exactly. That's the thing. You brought out the splendorous side of Mint Mobile. That's the thing.
Como se dice Mint Mobile?
All Spanish speakers think I'm the stupidest person on the planet, but you know, it's fun to be like almost.
Well.
Yeah.
No, he did the census data for that. He backs up his claims, dude. Don't worry about it, Joe.
Yeah. The census claims that only 30% of Hispanics know when I actually say anything. So I believe I'm more culture than half the swine on this website. Anyway.
Okay, so speaking of sex, by the way. The chat is asking what your favorite type of pornography is, hypothetically, if you actually were to ever consume that.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, hypothetically. So let me tell you two things. Number one, let me tell you why that's actually the beginning question I asked, but we went on this whole tangent. What is my favorite type of porn? And that is hentai. Now, let me tell you why. Before you all get, you know, your panties in a bunch, let me tell you why hentai is the superior art form to procure. Basically, why would you fap to real women and then get desensitized to the feeling of having a real woman in your presence when you can fap to hentai, it's drawn, it's not real, and you can really keep your sensitivity towards real women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like keeping your foreskin for women. Like that's basically it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when people say what's my favorite type of porn, honestly for me, I like cream pie because it shows that you don't care about the consequences. You just want to continue the species just as God intended. In his name, glory, amen.
That's kind of funny that's like a preference for like what is technically successful sexual intercourse, like,
yeah,
doing the job.
Yeah, it's literally, people are afraid to do it nowadays. Like, I fucking do it. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, come on. Let's be real here, man.
By the way, I linked in the chat a video by someone named Kneecaps, who we've had on our show before.
Yeah.
If you ever want to talk about hentai on your channel, but you don't want, like, the, you know, the ad slang bots to kill you, just call it Entei.
Okay. I don't mean to keep talking about this, but it's just like people have asked me, and it's like I want to just put this whole thing to rest. And it's like, oh my god, it's just so terrible. They're all like, what do you want to see today, Chikachu? Because I have a porn folder that I allow all my fans to look at. When you know, like, because actually in Britain now they're verifying that you have to be 18 to be in those channels. And I'm like, no, I'm an American. I believe in freedom for all. Let you have this. So that's one of the things people ask me on my channel all the time. Like, what do you want to see? And it's like, oh, fucking disgusting. Anyways.
Joe, what's your favorite type?
Definitely girl on girl.
Okay.
As all men naturally do.
Yeah.
And like those massage videos and also luggage.
Luggage?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Joe has a luggage fetish.
You ever watched luggage porn?
I am still completely dumbfounded at what you just said.
You ever go? You like to travel?
Yes. Is this another sponsor? I swear to God, I'm going to kill you.
No. Do you have like a specific bag that you travel with?
I swear to God, if you sponsor this, anyway, yes, I do have a specific bag. I luggage with.
Can you describe it for me?
It's blue.
Uh huh.
With a handle on it.
Uh huh.
And four wheels that you can ride all night long.
Ooh, four wheels and you can ride it.
Yeah.
What brand is it?
Copenhagen. Long cut.
Oof. Copenhagen. Does it have any...
Joe is at half mast already, basically, is what he's saying.
What? What'd you say?
Oh, it's a... Half mast is a term for, like, a partial erection.
Oh. Copenhagen Long Cut's a brand of chewing tobacco, but okay. The zipper's Ticonderoga.
Does it have any wear and tear on it?
Oh, no. Fresh out the shop, babe.
Was fresh out the shop.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Basically, this is just like Joe having a luggage fetish is one of those like gags that we do just to make the audience uncomfortable. That's why that's
a luggage fetish. Like I thought that was something people actually like had, like, because you got everything for anything nowadays. It's ridiculous.
I'm sure with Rule 34 it exists somewhere out there.
Yeah, so
that's probably true.
Oh my god, it's disgusting. Oh, but look at those. A clear fucking, oh my god, this is disgusting. It's a clear suitcase.
Yeah, Joe, that's not safe for work, man. Don't just post your luggage porn in the chat.
I've gone too far.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Once again, if you want to tune in for these shenanigans, discord.t1podcast.com, but let's move on.
discord.t1podcast.com.
Yeah. So what's another question you guys had for me? What's another question y'all's had for me?
What's your favorite color?
Orange.
Why? Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Schma.
Are you a gamer?
Oh, let me tell you. A true tale of struggle and strife. A true tale of what it means to be oppressed. African Americans, they have nothing. Asian Americans, nothing. Internment camps, I've never heard of it. Gamers, however...
Gamer Americans.
They have seen the most intense oppression any individual group has ever seen before in their life.
Are you going to elaborate?
Yes. I identify as a gamer. And yes, that's it. Thank you.
Oh, okay. What kind of games do you play?
Oh, so right now I'm heavy on Minecraft. You know, I'm kind of kinky. I'm kind of, you know, quirky, as they say.
It's not Minecraft anymore, though. It's just mine.
Oh yeah, they took out the crafting. They took out the crafting. I swear to God. So listen, right? For anyone's not listening. So the 1.11 update came out, right? The 1.11 update now requires that you need to have a smithing table to craft a pickaxe. However, the developers have not made the smithing table with any functionality yet. So you cannot, under any circumstances, construct a pickaxe that's not made out of wood. It is the most mind-boggling slip-up I've ever seen from Mojang.
Can you say that one more time? You have to have a table to
You have to have a smithing table to have any kind of pickaxe except for a wooden one.
Yeah.
So you make the wooden pickaxe, and then you can make the smithing table out of...
No. You can make the smithing table, but the smithing table has no functionality because they haven't even included the functionality into the game yet.
That seems really weird that they would include that in the actual release.
Wait, I'm so confused. You can't...
Well, Joe, you're always confused. Don't worry about it.
You can make the table, but you can't do anything with it? Like, it's like a glitch?
Yeah. No. They literally say in the patch notes, we will make this function later.
Oh.
And it's like, what the hell? That means I cannot do anything until you update this. Which means
seems so strange for like a very popular game that something that should have been caught.
Oh.
No, but apparently not. I mean, apparently... It really fucking bothers me. Like that
it sounds like it kind of neuters the game.
Yeah, it does. And I have a whole server that literally is grinded to a halt because we cannot make any tools. And I don't want to go into creative. And it's just, what the hell, Minecraft? I'm not going to play mine.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's like, anyway, yeah. So, yeah, that's another game. Another game I've been playing was, I don't know if y'all heard of it, Fortnite. But also... I was also playing this game called Frost Runner. It's basically you run across ice really, really quickly. Yo, I go hard in that shit. It's a speed running game. It's a game meant to be sped run.
Okay.
Yeah. So just letting you all know that it's basically
So it's basically just like Metroid is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's Metroid, but like real. It's 3D and really, really quick. Like if you don't have the quickest of it's all over. It's all over. Like. Oh my god! Because of that, single-handedly, I think I can see in 120 frames a second.
Is it like a mod of like CS:GO or something, or what is it?
No. Frost Runner is just a game you get on Steam. It's like it's free now. So, yeah, I don't know if y'all's ever heard of it. Other games I like to play. Like I'm not really a big gamer. Like I go into obscure shit. Like what do you call it? Like you know, Monster Girls or. You know, what's another obscure game? Arma 3. But, you know, I game from time to time, you know.
Joe, what you been playing lately?
Headball 2.
Did you play Odyssey yet? Did you actually install that?
I installed it, but I haven't played it yet.
Oh, it's a free game. Why haven't you, like...
What's Odyssey?
Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
It came with his mic.
You just don't really have a lot of time.
Oh, okay.
Play games. Yeah.
Well, I guess in between like listening to divas and like tending to your plants, that doesn't leave too much spare time.
And what? Developing my new punk style.
Joe, what do you actually work as?
I work in a hotel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're one of those.
Hence the luggage fetish. That's where that came from.
Oh, yeah. That it all ties together now.
It really does. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Now you're thinking with portals.
Yeah,
that's true.
Oh my god.
I work in a hotel. I touch. Oh,
thank you for bringing up the punk thing, by the way, Joe, because I'd like for Chikachu to weigh in on this.
Absolutely.
I like having our guests weigh in on things that Joe is up to. Lately.
No. Go ahead. If he's the jackass of the group, I want to talk to him.
Okay, so Joe at first wanted to try out a goth style as a 27-year-old male, and we interviewed Quentin Reviews on an episode, and he wisely moved him away from that. Apparently now he wants to be a punk rocker.
Yeah, something like that.
What are your thoughts on that?
Can you repeat the age?
27.
One more time.
27.
Listen here, man. You're 27.
Yeah.
And you want to become a punk rock star?
Well, not punk rock, just like a punk.
What establishment are you trying to throw down? What type of anarchist, communistic type of music are you trying to put out there for the general public to enjoy? Get a job. Pay your bills. Like, get with the program, kid.
I have
like,
a job.
Yeah, you know, apparently.
I pay my bills. Like, if anything, I'm part of the establishment.
Yeah, if you're
so thinking, how are you going to be a punk rocker? Joe?
Yeah, how can you be a punk rocker and like, be part of the establishment? You're dipping in both pools at this point.
Remember that episode of Family Guy where Stewie goes to Woodstock and he starts singing about establishment? That's kind of the picture I get from you, Joe.
Oh my god, it's gross. Oh, whoops, yeah. My anarchy symbol. Like, oh god. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just like during the day, I want to be, you know, just like I want to work. I want to make money. I want to support corporations. I'm just kidding. I don't want to support corporations, but I, you know, ideally I would just work on the podcast all the time.
There is one corporation I do want to support, by the way, Joe.
Mint Mobile. And also,
no, we already talked about them.
NordVPN.
NordVPN, Joe.
Oh, NordVPN. You ever go to the airport terminal?
Chikachu,
you ever go to the airport terminal and after you're done looking at the bags,
I'm done jacking off on all the bags, you know, and I'm about to go on my damn plane. And you know what I think while I'm going, you know what I think as I'm going on the plane? Damn, I wish I had a VPN right now so I could watch pornography in the great nation of the Great Britain. But you know right. what? They have a blocker for that now, apparently.
Well, yep. If you had NordVPN, you wouldn't have to worry about that, Chikachu.
Oh, yep. Como se dice brilliant in English? That's a brilliant idea. Brilliant. Tell me about it.
Brilliant is how you say that.
I like this energy. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. You know how we've always been saying that NordVPN can be yours for the price of $4 a month?
$4 a month.
$4?
Well, it turns out we were actually not accurate.
Not what? Accurate. What?
Lying
it's
to your
customer? It's only
$3. $3. God
$3. Damn. You know what I did today? I was at Subway and I had to pay for a drink and it was almost like $3. And I thought to myself, I'm not going to get this. I'm going to get NordVPN for the month instead. And it was the best decision I made all day.
Well, I think you have to buy like the whole year at once or something. But what is that? Like 35 bucks?
It's nothing, dude.
Yeah, literally nothing.
Chikachu, what's the name of this podcast? Every guest struggles with this.
Why does no one remember the name?
The first podcast.
There we go. The first podcast. That's the checkout code for 75% off your first subscription. Nord.T1podcast.com. Thank me later.
Nord.T1podcast.com.
Okay, the soulless shilling is done for the episode.
Okay. I just want to tell you guys right now, I'm sorry that I react to when you guys do the ad. I've been listening to podcasts so long, I think it's kind of like a... It's just kind of like, oh, yeah, commercial. But when you actually are there, I just think to myself, oh, these fuckers are really doing this now. They're really doing it. Oh, my God. Now I can talk back to you guys and be like, no one wants to hear about that old bullshit.
Actually, the feedback we get about our ads is that they enjoy the ads more than the actual episode.
Also, when we bicker like this, like that helps as well. Like that's actually makes for some of the best comedy on the episode. So feel free to like just be like, like all you want. That's fine.
Feel free to like yell at us and put us in our place too.
Okay. Sorry, I wasn't trying to go sicko mode. But I mean, you know, you gotta put them in their place. So
yeah,
do go sicko mode.
Do go sicko mode.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, fuck. So. One thing I want to talk about is I get a lot of hate for this still, and I get a hate comment every day for this. You guys know about this girl named Illimation, right?
I do not.
Joe?
What's the name again?
Go ahead and enlighten us here.
Oh, okay. So you know that girl that was like, actually, I don't think this will be an appropriate topic. I'm gonna bring it back. I know where this is going to go, and I don't want any of y'all's... I know where this is going to go, so you know you can cut this part out of the podcast if you want, but just okay. we're gonna reverse it real quick. So,
okay,
yeah.
Well, let's talk about something wholesome then.
Yeah. Wholesome. Sorry about that.
You have any pets?
They've got 1.1 million subscribers though.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I'll invite them on.
I would not recommend inviting them on after you invite me on, because it's gonna be a shit show.
Okay. Yeah. Well, shit shows are kind of fun, but we pick and choose the shit shows that we.
Oh, okay.
I've got their email address. Should I post their email address to the?
No,
if you have their social security number, that's probably good to toss up. That's fine.
Okay, so if y'all are just gonna whole ass talk about it, might as well talk about it. Like, goddamn, like. Whatever, co-host Joe. Anyway, so let me tell you guys about the fucking bitch right here that I'm talking about. That whole ass is making my channel get so many dislikes. Yeah, let me tell you about this. So, for all you guys that haven't seen my channel, you don't know any of the videos I make. There was this one YouTuber named Illimation that made this gigantic video series about how I left my abusive ex-boyfriend and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I made an entire like half an hour video just bragging on her for all the stupid shit she did in the video out of her own mouth, not mine's. And that video has gotten over 100,000 views now. I have like, well, hold on, let me check what the dislike ratio is now. Hold up, hold up, hold up. Because here's the thing. YouTube checks that you have tons of dislikes on your channel, right? Because of this one single video, I now have 14,000 dislikes on one video. And it's just going to shoot down my analytics so much. So I kind of want to tell you about my reasoning behind talking about Illimation in a negative light.
Okay.
Yeah. So you guys don't know about anything about the Illimation like thing at all?
Nope.
Not even a slight tab? A little bit?
Now, believe it or not, people hang out on different sectors of the internet.
Okay, but because this was like her video series got like millions upon millions of views. But in a nutshell, basically, this girl met another guy on the internet and she flew out to California to see him when she turned like 17, 18. And she was 13 when she met him. She got predatorized. She got like coerced into going over to California. And then one thing led to another and she got diddled in the back of his, PT Cruiser. But basically, I made a whole video literally ragging on her about it. She's such a dumb bitch. And I've been getting nonstop, because this video now gets recommended to people that watch her video series. Oh. And now I've been getting thousands of hate comments, thousands of dislikes on people that are like, Chikachu, you don't know what it's like to be in an abusive relationship. And it's just like, oh my God, it's so terrible.
Well, the question is, why do you keep it up then at that point?
Okay. Why do I keep the video up?
Yeah.
I told you, I'm a YouTuber that will tell the truth. I will speak it.
Oh, okay.
And I will make the videos no other YouTuber is ballsy enough to make. Because I showed the other people on this internet the other side of every story, I now have videos that are getting hundreds of thousands of views. I used to have a 60,000 sub channel, but that got deleted, sadly. So I'm starting from the bottom again.
Now we're here.
Yeah. Starting from 60K, now I'm at almost 9K. So I mean, we're doing good. We're doing splendorous. Mm.
Well, after this episode comes out, you'll probably go back up to 60, like overnight.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, absolutely. 100%. Oh my God. Oh, there's so many stories I can tell you guys, but I'll just be rambling on for like days and fucking days, kid. Oh. Okay, so here's actually a question I have for all you guys. Are you guys more YouTube watchers or other sources of media?
I watch a ton of YouTube. Joe does not. Oh,
okay. I watch a lot of YouTube as well, actually. I just watch like Golden Buzzer auditions and stuff.
Oh, okay. So, you're like the most you're the most vanilla. You're the most basic YouTuber I've ever heard.
The greatest hits of Cher.
Oh my God. Oh my.
Barbra Streisand.
I literally called you a baby boomer in the beginning of this episode. I don't regret it.
Okay. Let me give you some of the people I'm subscribed to, by the way, like just to give you a picture. Pyrocynical, I Hate Everything, Penguin Zero, aka Critical, The Right Opinion, H3, iDubbbz, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so you'll be a little bit more up my alley when it comes to this question. What is the oldest YouTube video you guys consciously remember watching?
Me at the Zoo.
No. I'm talking like your first YouTube video you remember watching.
The squirrel looking back, or the panda.
My actual answer is Me at the Zoo.
So you watched the OG, the actual first.
Yeah, I remember when it was like, oh, yay, hey, YouTube's a thing now, and it wasn't before.
Oh, y'alls are that old. Oh, my God.
I'm 64.
Deadass, how old are you actually?
30.
You guys are 30?
I'm 27.
No, I'm 30.
That's some bullshit. Like, I'm 19, man, so I've grown up with YouTube all my life. I know nothing else.
I
was 6 when this bitch came out.
Lars and I both remember when YouTube was, like, first a thing. Like, it wasn't a thing for the first, like, 15, 16, 17 years of our life.
Yeah, that's the thing. I can't imagine a world where there wasn't you. I started YouTube at 14. Right. Like, I can't imagine a world without it.
It was pretty boring.
Yeah. But the first video I consciously remember watching is, you guys remember Saw 2, but it's with all these SpongeBob characters?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I revisited that channel the other day because it's like a Mexican YouTube channel where it only has OG subscribers from like 2008 still subscribed on it. dude, mm-hmm. the things I've seen on this website, oh my God. Holy, oh my God. And that's weird because I didn't expect an answer from you guys, where me at the zoo or like the squirrel looking back. Those aren't memes in my mind. Those are historical events.
Well, that was back when, like, me at the zoo wouldn't have been considered a meme, because the concept of an internet meme, using that term in particular, wasn't a thing.
Back then, a meme was just a picture with text on it.
It was like an image macro.
No. That was kind of still relevant when I was first, like, beginning on the internet.
Okay. But,
like, the squirrel looking back, that meme's so old, I don't know where it comes from.
By the way, Chikachu, did you ever make rage comics?
Sadly, I have. Legally, I'm supposed to say yes to that question. Oh, my God. I made like one or two before I realized those weren't funny. Like,
yeah.
And then I kind of like grew up right quick. Remember, I told you the Hispanic energy was really radiating through my veins when I first started on YouTube. So I kind of learned real quick what was funny and what wasn't. But before I made a couple of rage memes. They were really bad. But I mean, yo, Chuck Norris memes, though.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why I say that is because I wanted to gauge your guys' like history or knowledge of the whole YouTube sphere. So
we're old, basically.
Yeah,
back
I know.
Before YouTube, for fun, we used to just lay down on the carpet and just lay there for a while.
Or like go on Newgrounds or something.
No, yeah, like Ebon's World.
No, I've never met people this old who I've never met individuals this old who know about YouTube. Anyone I've ever
not that old, dude. Like, no, we're just like a little bit.
No. Like actively use YouTube, not just like teachers that are trying to find, you know, hip, mitochondria cell raps. Like, I'm the mitochondria cell, and I'm here to say, study for your essay. Like, I'm not. I you guys are legitimately ancient to me.
Well, YouTube started becoming big when we were in high school, so like, to the extent that means that we grew up with it, we kind of did.
Yeah.
But before YouTube, everybody was on MySpace, and before that, it was like Friendster.
Oh,
and I don't remember Friendster. That was too old for me.
I didn't have Friendster, but like to put it in perspective, MySpace at one point I remember listening to Kiss FM, and they were talking about how MySpace was taking over the world because they had 100 million users. And
what?
I remember them saying that MySpace had 100 million users, and that's so they were taking over. So they were. Yeah, just 100 million in the whole world. Yeah,
and now we have literally have a third of the human population on the internet, and it's like, oh my God, it's so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I'm sorry for calling you guys old and stuff like that. I really am.
We weren't offended by that, just to clarify.
Yeah,
like,
it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking like just a bunch of 22-year-old, you know, college students that were like, let's make a podcast. Like, I didn't expect something this, you know, actually professional. Like, I'm very flattered.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, speaking of MySpace, I actually found my dad on there the other, like a couple of weeks ago.
You went on MySpace the other day?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. What was I looking up? I was looking, PewDiePie. I was looking up PewDiePie, but on MySpace to see what he was like before the internet, before YouTube.
Ooh.
And it didn't work out because he didn't have a MySpace.
Well, so, actually, all the profiles got deleted like
that's why that happened.
About 5 to 7 years ago, they wiped it.
Yeah. But that's, But, oh, see, oh, that's the reason why I couldn't find them.
Yep.
Now, yeah. But then I looked at I started looking up random people's names to see, like, what were they like before, you know, Facebook and stuff like that. And my dad posted nothing, but I found my mom and my dad both on MySpace. I'm like, I'm really that young to where I don't know about this. And I'm like, oh, shit.
MySpace was pretty cool.
Kind of. It's kind of stupid in retrospect. It's like a really bad Facebook.
We all learned how to code in HTML because of it.
See,
actually, Joe, I knew because in fifth grade I took a class.
Actually, I knew because my dad's a computer programmer, so I knew Visual Basic in third grade.
Oh, I'm not that dweeby.
Ooh, ooh,
I can't match you.
So
with that.
Cool. Oh my God, I'm so wet. I'm dripping right now. Oh my
Same.
God.
Oh, good.
Can you do
Same.
You know C++?
I'm not wearing a shirt. I know C++. I learned C++ in ninth grade. I was in computer programming class.
Oh my God, that wasn't meant to. Oh my God! So you work at a hotel, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, Lars from Norway. Why are you called Lars from Norway?
Okay. So I mean, do you want the actual answer?
Yes.
It's kind of dumb. Okay. So I have Norwegian heritage, and I was originally gonna like start a YouTube channel, and I needed a name, and You ever watch 500 Days of Summer?
No.
Okay, at one point, like, they describe this hypothetical character named
Lars from Norway.
Who's Lars from Norway?
Just some guy she met at the gym with Brad Pitt's face and Jesus' abs.
I thought, oh, my name is Lars, so I'll use the name Lars from Norway from that. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, wow. Wow, really? Really? That the really keen with the originality on this bitch. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. But oh, okay. Wow. We are really in two different realms here. Like, holy shit. I'm sorry. Like, oh my God. Whew. No, because I
okay, bro.
Because I do door to door all day long, right? And I talk to like the oldest of old heads that don't know how the hell to use a smartphone, let alone when I ask them what's the internet, and they're like, "What's an internet?" So when it comes to me gauging who I'm talking to, I kind of have to ask those deep personal questions to realize if you're even worth my time. And it's like, oh my God. But wow, okay. Nice to see you guys actually know what's up, what's hip, and stuff like that. So,
Thanks.
Joe, not as much, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
One other thing I want to ask real quick is, how did you get in contact with million sub YouTubers? I've been trying to text those bitches for months.
You would actually be surprised. Do you want like a jokey answer, or do you want like the actual answer?
I want to know how I can get in contact with Captain Sparkle so we can play Minecraft together.
You can ask.
just ask.
Yeah, we just ask.
But like, I just don't yell into the void and he'll hear it. Like, where?
We yelled into the void and he just responded in a mirror.
All right, here, I'll help you out. Who do you want to get in contact with?
Wow. Let's
see what I can do.
Chikachu, here's step one. Step one, go find an email. Step two, send them an email. It's really that easy. Like, I know it sounds like it shouldn't be. I know that sounds like that should be the wrong answer, but it's true. Just ask.
Sorry. That sounds like a 20 to 30 year old answer. My teenage brain does not comprehend.
Do you want Captain Sparkle's email?
Captain Sparkle, will you please come into my Minecraft world?
I just posted it in recording chat.
Oh my God.
I'll construct an email for you right now.
Oh my God. Captain Sparkles plays Minecraft with gay YouTuber Chikachu. This is great. Oh my God.
What's his name? Marin?
What?
It's, by the way, this is very basic strategy for contacting anyone. It's just like find their email or their DM and then like go send it. I mean,
well, I've tried that, but like it doesn't work. On Twitter, it doesn't work. On Twitter, I've learned it does not work.
Oh, maybe you come across as kind of lame. That's why.
You're right. My Twitter isn't popping off. That's the thing. Like, no one follows me on Twitter because it's like, you know.
Yeah, I didn't mean that personally. I just like maybe like they see you and they think, oh well, who cares?
Yeah, I'm not gonna take that. I'm not gonna take that financial risk on my body. So it's like,
yeah.
I'm on my Oh wait, I just actually got a message from Twitter. Who the hell is answering me? Oh,
Joe, can you stop typing so much, please? Yeah,
like,
thank you.
Typing so damn loud. My kids are here. Trying to sleep. Like, what the
hell? I started an email for you. I started it for you. You have to finish it, but
okay. It's.
Hi there, my name is Chikachu, and I recently did a guest appearance on the first podcast. On the episode, we discussed networking and how to reach out to you, Captain Sparkles. Will you please come on my Minecraft server?
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Or just be like, oh, do you want to make an appearance on my show, on my YouTube channel? I do that such and such.
Okay. I just thought of something for you guys. I want to tell you guys where I want my channel to go. Because I know many people, they usually don't ever say this, or they usually get asked this and they only give like a one sentence answer. No. I'm going to tell you where I want my channel to go, since we're on the concept of getting in contact with Captain Sparkles and shit like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to tell you where I want my channel to go. I want to get so big as a channel. I can say to, hold on, let me pick out a random YouTuber here. I want to get so big as a YouTuber that I can tell Creeps McPasta to suck my left nut and have like a nut sucking war of attrition be waged between me and Creeps McPasta. I want to have so many subs that I can legally tell Sniper Wolf to sleep with me. Like, I want to have so many subs, I can outbid Mr. Beast for a video. Like, I want to be the voice that lurks in the shadows. I want to be the person that, I don't know how I say this. I want to be the underdog.
You want to be the very best that no one ever was?
Yeah, I want to be the best. I want to be the best at what I do. And the, I feel this right now. I can't start shit with any YouTuber because I'm so small. Like, well, I don't even have 10K yet, but I can't, like, I want to tell Quite to suck my cock because he stole my flow, but also he stole, like, the way I set up my videos and stuff like that. But, you know, we don't really talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, rivalries and stuff like that can help your
channel grow. They're
important
in the rap career, indeed. Yeah.
No, not even that. Like, I want to get so many subs to the point where I can just literally tell any YouTuber that your shit's garbage. And that's where my dream is. Once I hit 1 million, all those lower 100,000 sub channels are going to be my playground. They're going to be my minions.
But here's the thing, though. A lot of the larger people, they have like a haters going to hate mentality where if you try to hate on them, they're not going to engage with you. Maybe a lot of them.
Listen, if I have 1 million, you have 200,000. Are you really going to go ahead and ignore me?
Well, it's like if there's a podcast that has like way more listens than we do and they're like, your podcast shit.
What podcast has more listens than we do, Joe? What are you talking about?
The official podcast.
We were the first podcast, dude.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Yeah. But, you know, like if someone tells us like, oh, we're better than you, I'm just going to be like, okay.
But that's the thing. We need a voice of reasoning now in the days of YouTube. Nowadays, we have too many channels just doing whatever they want, morally corrupting the basic system of YouTube, and they have no recourse. Like, there was one YouTube channel that I'm trying to remember the name of it. There were like 13, there was like a 13 year old or a 15 year old faking they were pregnant.
Yikes.
There has been like, you know how YouTube almost caused like a third apocalypse due to like pedophilic rings and stuff like that?
Uh huh.
I want to get to a point where I can personally take on this issue head first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chikachu. If you ever get to that point, by the way, and I hope you do, just like I hope like all the cool guests that we have on get to at some point. Can you tell Ricegum to fuck off, please?
That's what I imagine that. Imagine that.
Yeah, that would be great.
And I don't mean no drama. I don't mean no drama. I mean going to his house in the Hollywood Hills and physically assaulting him. Like, I'll have so much money at that point, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Please go ahead and, yeah. I'm not going to advocate violence against Ricegum, but just like, if do what you got to do, man. That's
the level of YouTube cloud I want to get on. Most people are just like, oh, I'm just doing this for fun. Oh, I'm just doing this to help my kid go through. No, if you're going to invest the time into being a YouTuber, go ahead and try to become the best, most bodacious, most, you know, the biggest you can be.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Why do it otherwise?
Exactly. Yeah. You don't need a large following. Someone in the chat just said, you don't need a large following just to tell someone to suck my left nut. That's the thing. To say suck my left nut and actually have like a following to back up your statement is something I want to achieve one day. I want to have banter with YouTube channels that are larger than some nations on this planet. I want to be able to start whole wars.
There's the Vatican.
Well, that's 700 people. Like, am I going to tell all my subs to go to the Vatican and assault the Pope? No, they have the whole like UN on my ass. But like, that's the thing. Like, that's my actual goal. I've been trying to masquerade it, or I've been trying to like not tell anyone to lay low. But no one is going to associate. No, how do I say this?
¿Cómo se dice?
Yeah, ¿cómo se dice? Nobody's going to stop me. Nobody's going to stop me just for the sole purpose of me not being able to say suck my left nut to Ricegum. No one's going to say that because honestly, it needs to be said.
Yeah.
Like, that's
by the way, there's something in the chat also that says, I didn't even know about Ricegum until I saw the content cop about Asian Jake Paul. If you don't know, if you're listening right now, you don't know who Ricegum is, just don't. You have a blissful existence not knowing who people like Ricegum and Jake Paul are. Just skip them.
Basically, what they're the swine of the YouTube platform that need to be eradicated. Yes. But they need someone of equal caliber to them to be told such things. iDubbbz destroyed Ricegum, so now we don't hear Ricegum no more. We need somebody that big, but is unrelentless, unletting up. Someone that will just always tell it like it is. And that's what I want to do. But, oh,
that's what you have to offer to the world.
So I was at first going to, I was going to say that you were going to be the next iDubbbz, but I think you want to be the first Chikachu.
Yes. No, iDubbbz, that's what I, that's the thing. I don't want to be iDubbbz. No. Because iDubbbz takes 3 months on a video. Sometimes someone's so goddamn stupid, you do not need to make a video about them. You literally can just hop on Twitter and be like, hey, let me think of a YouTuber. Daddy50. Oh, yeah, sorry. Hey, yo, Daddy05, stop beating your kids. Like, I want to be that level of YouTube famous.
Oh, I think Joe just drove away.
Yeah, I came back, though.
Yeah, wow.
Okay.
Went to the store real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me switch this real quick from me to you guys. If you were one of the top 100 YouTubers, how would you handle the responsibility?
Can you be a little bit more specific? What do you mean by that?
Okay. If you were one of the top 100 YouTubers, would you make content and just keep your head out of everything? Or would you be the knight in shining armor and advocate for the site to be as good as it can be?
Okay, so me and Joe are more like the rogues that are kind of like conniving behind the shadows and just kind of letting things play out. And basically there's kind of like, there's an ongoing underlying theme to a lot of the stuff we do, like how we kind of just subtly, you know, took on Maddox by having Asterios on. So that's more where we're at. We're not the knight. We're the rogues, I'd say.
Oh, I could never.
Well, you need a ton of different people to make a party, dude.
Well, that's the thing. When you have like, if I say I'm like the top 100 YouTuber, right? So we're saying at minimum 2 million subs. At 2 million or like 1 million, you have enough of different people to make your empire as big as possibly can. Some person in the chat saying to be careful not to get yeeted off of YouTube though. After a while, you've made YouTube so much money they don't care what you put up anymore. May I remind you, some man literally posted a hanging man from a tree and still has his channel up today.
I thought he got banned.
No, that his video channel didn't even get a strike.
Yeah. Oh. Well, they don't care because like he makes them billions of dollars.
Yeah. You at some point, you make YouTube so much money, they don't care what you do because you're still going to pull views and make money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point of, I think that's where I'm trying to, you know, finish this question is I'm trying to get to a point where I can wage war on other YouTubers and YouTube won't say nothing about it. Because they're like, oh yeah, he makes too much money.
Why do you want to wage war on other YouTubers?
Because have you seen what this website has done to, first of all, did you guys ever, I know you guys have kids of your own?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I have a 10-year-old.
Yeah, aww, it's fucked up.
That's cute, man. Wait, are you 27?
Yeah.
Huh? I always advocate for having children, you know, continuing your bloodline, but dude, whoa, simmer down there a little bit. You're jumping the gun on us.
He completely made that up, by the way. I don't know why. That was weird.
Oh, wow. Sorry. Whew. Like, you should have kids. You should have kids, but it's just like, like 17 years old.
I don't
want to
have kids for like another 10, 15 years, maybe.
10, 15. By that time, your semen is garbage. No.
Also, the kind of women you're going to be dating at that point are going to be like completely menopause, Joe. I wouldn't.
Supermodels. Supermodels in their early to mid 20s by the time I'm.
Okay, Joe.
Balls.
All right. Well, we'll let you dream. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah. We'll let him dream of a bigger dream. Yeah, what was I just saying?
Como se dice?
Yeah. Como se dice? What was I just saying?
You asked if we had kids, you know that we're old as balls, but.
Sorry, hold on. One guy's gonna write it in the chat real quick. I know.
Tej will write it. He pays attention.
Tej will tell him. Sorry, I have to get back on track real quick. Hold on.
Are you talking about why you wanted to wage war on the?
Oh yeah. Why I wanted to wage war? Because have you seen the utter garbage that comes out of this website? Sometimes we need a person that's quick that will wage war, and will keep this website pure as long as physically possible, because. Like, for example, like, I'm trying to remember that, oh my God, it's now blanking on me. Oh my God, it's blanking on me. Oh my God, it's blank. I want to basically have the ability to have people delete their own channels. Like, that's how big I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I want to be the janitor. Basically, that cleans it all up.
Oh, like from Scrubs. Okay.
Yeah. I want to, you know, That's why I wear like the mask on my face and stuff like that, because I don't want any of that shit on my face. I want it all nice and clean underneath. So
that answers a question I was going to ask. Okay. Yeah. I got it.
Oh, no.
It's a metaphor.
So in an effort to help your channel grow as much as possible, where can people go to subscribe to your content?
Oh, two things. One, the reason why I wear that is because if I ever do get famous, I don't want to be known in public. I just want to be known as the Crusader on the in the internet. And secondly, I know y'all are trying to boot me off this real quick, but here, let me give you what you want. If you want to see more of Chikachu, go ahead and look me up. www.youtube.com/Chikachu2. I'm Chikachu on Twitter, Chikachu on Snapchat, Chikachu on not Facebook, because Facebook's so gay. Chikachu on YouTube. Literally, if it's Chikachu, it's me, or it's some just Indonesian guy who made that account back in 2011 and never used it since. I've been trying to get Chikachu on Twitter, and they haven't allowed me to do it yet. Yeah, I know.
How do you spell that, by the way?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. That'd be C-H-I-K-I-C-H-U.
By the way, Joe was not trying to give you the boot. I think he was actually just trying to ask what your YouTube channel was, if you people wanted to help find you, but I am...
If you were this far in the podcast and you didn't look it up already, like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's true. I guess.
Oh my God.
By the way, it is kind of getting to like the hour 30 mark though, so
we can wrap it all up, man.
Yeah. I feel like you have like a billion more stories, and I feel like we barely even got started with this, but... Yeah, an hour and a half is usually a good amount of time.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's the thing. Like, the first half hour, like, I was just trying to get warmed up. I had no warm-up time, and it was just straight to record, and I'm like, shit. Oh, my God. Now I got to listen a half hour of myself talking about how I got head up by an Asian girl at a cookout. Like, oh, my God. Like, I don't want to listen to that fucking, like, oh, my God. But also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, no, thank you very much, guys, for having me on the podcast. Hopefully, you guys can, get some other good guys on here, like Mumkey,
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
Get Illumation on here so we can have a Battle of the Titans in the Thunderdome.
Oh, you should get them on and have them do like a redemption arc.
I want to go and have a fight with Illumation. Me, her, inside the park, 3 o'clock, like the regular, like the old school days.
Yeah.
But, sure. But, you guys can arrange that meeting if it so ever happens to be. You know, it ever happens to roll around like that, so.
Yeah, and if a frog had wings, it, wouldn't bump his ass when he hopped, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Joe, if people wanted to find our show, they know how to find it. They can check the show notes, but if people also wanted to get early listening privileges to this episode and every other one, as well as a premium role on the Discord and patron-only chat and on-air shout-outs, how would they do that, Joe?
Discord.t1podcast.com.
No, that's the link to our Discord.
Oh, shit. It's patreon.com/T1podcast.
Yes, sorry, for $2 a month, you can join the beginner's tier, and it goes up from there.
It goes all the way up to $1 million a month. If you give us $1 million a month...
we'll go ahead and host that fight with Chikachu and Illumination at that point.
We will personally fly them out.
We're going to go to Madison Square Garden in the middle of the winter with two boxing gloves. Me, her, 7 rounds.
Oh, we have to do it at Madison Square Garden for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry about that. Now I'm fired up. It's the end of the goddamn podcast. Like, I'm ready now. Like,
go make a video, man.
Make a video. What am I going to make a video about? But you know what? We'll talk about that after we, sign off. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So... We have the guests open the episode, and we also have them close it, so go do your thing.
All right, we're gonna close this episode the same way we opened it. So, Joe, you know what we got to do, right?
Yep.
Every last word, baby, let's do it.
Every word? Or every last word, yeah.
The jet flying.
Flying.
Kiss stealing.
Stealing.
YouTuber obliterating.
Obliterated.
Member of society whom shall not be named.
Named.
But for the purposes of this podcast, Will.
Will.
His name is Chikachu.
Chikachu.
And Joe, how do you spell that?
C-H-I.
No, it's W-I-L-L, Joe.
It's patreon.com/T1podcast.
Wow, that's a weird way to spell Chikachu. Holy crap.